B'tachon for Life, Shir 12:38, Monday, Parshas Nasai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Hatzlocha with children. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schos of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them bracha and Hatzlocha with their children, La'irach Yom Tovim. Approaching the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we have to remember the quote of the Vilna Gaon that we constantly say over. The Vilna Gaon is in Mishlei, and he writes, "Lo nitna Torah liYisrael ela kedei sheyasimu b'tchinam b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The purpose of Matan Torah is in order that Klal Yisrael should put their bitachon, should put their reliance on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which means all of the levels, everything that we attained by Matan Torah, the tremendous revelations that the Rabbeinu Shlom showed us by Matan Torah. The bottom line is, Lo nitna Torah liYisrael ela kedei sheyasimu b'tchinam b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose. The ultimate purpose of Matan Torah is to train us to have bitachon. How did we see that by Matan Torah? We were open to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw the Chesed Hashem. We saw the endless abilities of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We saw the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw the foundations that bring us to Bitachon. And the purpose of Matan Torah, says the Vilna Gaon, is for us to develop that attitude of Bitachon Bashem. For us to have that healthy relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of Bitachon, which is the ultimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An individual that lives with Bitachon is an individual that has a healthy understanding of how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam relates to us. And therefore, as we approach the Yom Tov of Shavuos, with all of the benefits that this Yom Tov has, Kavod HaTorah, an appreciation for Torah, the understanding that we are chosen, Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol HaAmim, there is one thing that we shouldn't forget: to understand and internalize Bitachon. The goal of the Yom Tov, says the Vilna Gaon, is for us to develop Bitachon. That is the purpose of Matan Torah. So if that's the purpose, we should obviously utilize the opportunity to attain Bitachon, to internalize Ahavas Hashem, to internalize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's endless abilities, to internalize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's endless love for each individual, no matter what we've done. And if we walk away from this Yom Tov with that advancement, just with the understanding that we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate the chesed that He does for us, we would have fulfilled the purpose of Matan Torah. Together with Kavod HaTorah, together with appreciating who we are, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined by the level of bitachon that we have. The more we strengthen our bitachon, the stronger relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A guten Yom Tov.